Okay, the Holy Letters from the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is letter number 933, and this is dated the 28th day also of Adar Rishon, the first Adar in Tashrei Yud Aleph, in Brooklyn in 1951. And the Rebbe is addressing this to with the title the Moshe Starkstein. Peace and blessing. This is a response from your letter from Sunday, the portion of Tetzaveh that I have received a little bit with a delay. And my response is being delayed, has been delayed because of all the occupations that I have, and please forgive me. And this is also on the letter that came on Tuesday from the portion of Yaakov. The Rebbe says I'm attaching the letter, the receipt for your donation for the institution Ole Yosef Yitzchak Lubavitch that are in North Africa, that thank God are going, and they're constantly being developed and increasing, but it would be fit that these institutions that are named after my father-in-law, the Rebbe, should even grow and be widened the activities more and more. There should be no prevention of money, should not be any obstacle in allowing for the expansion and the growth of these institutions. But the Rebbe says the problem is that the lack of funds is what is holding back. And there are boys and girls, hundreds and thousands, in various different cities and villages in North Africa. They are growing up and being raised without any Torah. But thank God that our institutions, which includes a study hall for teachers, a yeshiva, a small yeshiva, a Talmud Torah for children, for boys, a Talmud Torah for girls, evening classes for people that work and do business. There has already been established there. There is a good name for them, and they present a very encouraging sign what is possible to be accomplished over there with Hashem's help and through the participations of our friends that love Torah. Had you seen with your eyes how you turn your physicality, meaning your money, into spirituality, so then you would gift more, which would be more and extra, with more determination, with more energy. As your request tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Eve of Rosh Chodesh, while I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I will mention you together with your wife and your family members for a blessing and for long life and good years. I'm also attaching here something which I've written to someone from the on the day what's connected to this time from the Fabrengen, from the gathering of the past Shabbos. I will conclude with a blessing that may Hashem give to your honor and your wife. May she live long life, good years, so that you will have much satisfied with much Jewish nachas and Hasidic nachas from the whole family members. May they live, and also from yourselves, that you should be able to increase your tzedakah, your good deeds, to strengthen Yiddishkeit, to spread out Torah in general, and particularly the teaching of Hasidus, which this is the meaning when you say long life in years, based on what my father-in-law explained, that not only should they be long life and long years in quantity, not only long quantity, but also they should be long in quality of life, which means that they should be filled and overfilled with Torah, with mitzvahs, and good deeds. And they should be filled with the light and the energy of the teaching of Hasidus with a blessing.